Toddsville Grace Church would like to invite you to listen to a sermon by our pastor, Todd Neither. We are located at 4137 Todd's Road, 2 miles outside of Man of War Boulevard. Sunday services are at 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. Bible study is at 9:45 a.m. Wednesday services are at 7 p.m. Nursery is provided for all services. For more information, visit our website at toddsroadgracechurch.com. Now here's our pastor, Todd Neivert.
I've entitled this morning's message, Boldness in the Mystery of the Gospel. Is there mystery in what you believe? A mystery that you cannot grasp, you just believe it. Now, if there's not, it's not the scriptural gospel, because the gospel is a mystery. And by mystery, I do not mean we don't know. It's not truth concealed, but truth revealed that we would never have known had not God been pleased to make it known in His Word. Mystery. Now, Paul is asking the Ephesians to pray and to pray for him. He says in verse 18 of Ephesians chapter 6, praying always, with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. Praying in the Spirit. You can't pray apart from God the Holy Spirit enabling you to pray. And understand this about prayer. Whatever God is going to give you, He's going to move you to pray and ask for it. You have not because you ask not. If you're going to have mercy, the Lord is going to move you to ask for mercy. If you're going to have the forgiveness of sins, the Lord is going to move you to ask for the forgiveness of all your sins. If you're going to have a new heart, you're going to ask the Lord to give you a new heart. I shall yet, God said, be inquired of the house of Israel to do this for them. You can read about all the things He said He was going to do in Ezekiel 36. And He says, they're going to ask Me. Now, He gives them this exhortation to pray, and then He tells them what He wants them to pray for Him. He says in verse 19, and for me, pray for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Boldness in the mystery of the gospel. Now, let me give you an example from the scriptures that lets us know something about mystery. Do you know that the Bible reveals that God is one God in three distinct persons? God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Listen to the words of the Lord, or John introducing the Gospel of John. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, a distinct person, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. I think of the very opening verse of Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And this same God said, let us make man in our own image. God is revealed throughout the scriptures as God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Now, let's say a man decided, I'm going to give myself to studying to find out what God's really like. And he started exercising the height of his mental powers and trying to figure out the substance of God. Would he have ever come to the realization, well, I've discovered it. God is one God in three separate persons. No. The only way you can know that is by revelation. That God has made this known in his Word. And that's what he does in the Scriptures. He makes himself known. Now, when Paul asks them to pray for him, he doesn't say, I pray that I might be delivered from all my troubles. I ask that you'd pray that I could be successful. I ask that you would pray about my health. He doesn't ask for those things. He says, I ask that utterance might be given to me. Now that word utterance is words. His words. This is what I'm asking you to pray for me about. That words might be given to me. Now, I have no desire. Oh, my flesh does. My corrupt nature would desire self-promotion in some way, and I hate that. I can't wait to be rid of it. But I have no desire, that being said, I have no desire for men to hear my voice. I do not want to bring people around to my point of view to get them to believe just like me. Not interested in that. If I convert you into believing just like me, what good's it done? Absolutely nothing. What I'm praying for, what I desire, is that words, the very words of God, His gospel, that words might be given for me and for the people that I preach to. I want to hear the Word of God. I want to believe the Word of God. I want to preach the Word of God. Oh, that utterance may be given unto me, words given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel for which I am an ambassador in bonds. Now, before we get into the mystery of the gospel, three words I want to point out to you that Paul uses to describe making this mystery known. First of all, he said, I'm an ambassador. I'm an ambassador for which I am an ambassador. Paul said, let a man account us as ambassadors of Christ. We then, as ambassadors of Christ. What is an ambassador? Well, an ambassador of the United States is someone who goes to another country and he doesn't give his own opinion. He doesn't give his own ideas. He doesn't give his own thoughts. He comes as a representative of the United States of America and a representative of the Constitution and a representative of the President of the United States. And he comes to bring the terms of the United States to that country. He doesn't try to soften what he's saying. He doesn't try to make it more appealing to anybody else. He says, this is our terms. I'm speaking as an ambassador of the United States of America. I'm not giving my thoughts. I'm giving the thoughts of the Constitution, the thoughts of the United States of America. That's what an ambassador is. And a preacher is to be an ambassador of God, sent by God, coming with His message, stating it as He said it in His Word. I remember one preacher saying, preaching is this, saying back what God has already said in His Word. And that's what preaching is. It's saying back what God has already said in His Word. And He uses in verses 19 and 20 the word boldly. Boldly, with boldness. That's to speak without ambiguity, without bluntness, without concealment, to speak in confidence and courage. Now, we have a wonderful example of what boldness is in Acts chapter 4. I'd like to read this passage to you. This is after Peter has been arrested. And verse 7, And when they had set them in the midst, they said, by what power or by what name have you done this? And it's talking about he healed a man who had been lame from birth. Now, we know it was the Lord that healed him, but he used Peter to do it. And the man received strength in his ankle bones. He got up, leaping, walking after he had been lame all of his life. And this caused a stir. People saw this. It couldn't be denied that it took place. And the high priest set them in the midst, and they asked, by what power or by what name have you done this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he's made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. Now, what if he would have said, by the name of Jehovah, this man stands before you whole? By the name of the God of Israel, this man stands before you whole. By the name of Elohim, of El Shaddai, whatever other name you can find of God in the Old Testament. By the name of the Lord, this man stands before you whole. Now, if he would have used those names, it would have been true, and it would have been compromise. That's you. Paul said in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Now, I live, but it's not me. It's Christ in me. I believe, but it's not me. It's Christ in me. I could go on and say that about every aspect of the divine life. That's mysterious. It's not something you can understand or grasp. It's something you believe. We read in Revelation 17:5 of the mystery of the great harlot. And we see that human religion is indeed nothing but evil. That's what he's talking about when he's talking about the great harlot of Revelation chapter 17, verse 5. And he calls it mystery, Babylon the Great. And we know this because God has made it known. Now, I want you to think with me as the mystery of God. The mystery of God. God's a spirit. You can't see him. Yet he is eternal. He never had a beginning. Nobody made him. The mystery of his sovereignty. He controls everybody and everything. He's all powerful. He's omnipresent. He's not bound by space or time. He's all knowing and all wise. He never learns anything. He's absolutely holy. He's perfectly just. He's gracious. He's merciful. He's invisible. He's immutable. He can't change. He's independent. He's the only independent being. He has no needs. He has life in himself. God is love. Oh, the mystery of God. The Creator. The mystery of the Son. Colossians 2:9 says that in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. He said in John chapter 14, verse 3, you believe in God, believe also in me. Whatever is you believe concerning God the Father, believe the same thing concerning God the Son. I and my Father are one. And yet this one who's so altogether glorious describes himself as being meek and lowly in heart and calls upon burdened souls to come to him and find rest. What mystery! What mystery is the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity. All we experience of God is through him. He's the author of the new birth. If you're born again, it's because you were born of the Spirit. The mystery of the decrees of God. Now listen to me. Everything that happens in time was decreed by God in eternity. Let me repeat that. Everything that happens in time was decreed by God in eternity. That is why we understand, well, we don't understand it, we believe it. All things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Everything that was done to Christ on the cross, they were doing whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. Now, that's mysterious. It's glorious. It's all you can do is trust Him. You know, with regard to everything that happens, I don't know what the Lord's doing, but I know He's doing it. And I trust Him. Whatever He does is right. What mystery is involved in that? There is the mystery of the suretyship of Christ. He's called the surety of a better covenant. Before time began, He stood as my surety and took full responsibility for my salvation. The mystery of creation, how He created the universe from nothing. The mystery of the incarnation and the virgin birth, when God was made flesh, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. The mystery of His life without sin. He never sinned. The mystery of His death. The fact that He could die in the first place, and we know the reason He died was because of sin. He took my sins and made them His own. I love what the songwriter said. 'Tis mystery all, the immortal dies. Who can explain the strange design? In vain the firstborn seraph cries to sound the depth of love divine. 'Tis mercy all, let earth adore, let angel minds inquire no more. What about the mystery of Him being made sin on the cross? Who can explain that? You just believe it. He became sin. All the sins of God's people became His. What about the mystery of the believer being made the righteousness of God? For He hath made Him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. The mystery of His resurrection, when He raised Himself from the dead. The mystery of our regeneration, when God gives us spiritual life. The mystery of a believer having two natures, a sinful nature and a holy nature. The mystery of being preserved by His grace, kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation. Now unto Him that's able to keep you from falling. The mystery of faith. I'm saved not by what I do, but by what someone else has done. And I am relying completely on Him. The mystery of repentance, how you change your mind concerning everything you've ever believed in this thing of believing the gospel. The mystery of judgment day, when I'm going to hear Him say to me, well done, thou good and faithful servant, because if Christ did well and is good and faithful, I am too. The mystery of being justified by God and standing before Him absolutely without guilt. The mystery of eternal conformity to His image. I will spend eternity just like Him. Perfectly conformed to His image. Don't you stand in awe of the mystery of the gospel. And the only way this mystery is to be declared is with boldness. Boldness in the mystery of the gospel. We have this message on DVD and CD. If you call the church, write or email, we'll send you a copy. This is Todd Niver praying God will be pleased to make Himself known to you. That's our prayer. Amen.
To receive a copy of the sermon you have just heard, send your request to todd.niver@gmail.com. Or you may write or call the church at the information provided on the screen.